based, it's a whole devotional. It's 12 months. There's 12 principles. So I'm going to read this first before we get started. 1 Corinthians 13. This is the love chapter. Many Christians are aware of this chapter. If I speak in the tongues of men or of angels, but I do not have love, I am only a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy, and I can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have faith that can move mountains, but I do not have love, I am nothing. If I give all I possess to the poor and give over my body to hardship that I may boast, but I do not have love, I gain nothing. And this is in the NIV, 1 Corinthians 13. Now I'm on verse 4. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It's not easily angered. And it keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil. Love rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, and always perseveres. So this is going to be a devotional 12 months. Each month, let me go over with you. Each month is simple. 1 month is patient, kind. 1 month is doesn't envy. 1 month is doesn't boast, doesn't dishonor, is not self-seeking, isn't easily angered, right? Keeps no record of wrong. It rejoices in everything. It protects, love trusts, and love hopes. And this month, October, is the doesn't dishonor month. So each day, I'm going to go through Bible scripture. Each day is a devotional. October 1st, Ephesians 5, it doesn't disgrace. And today is October 20th, and we're going to talk about humiliation. Love does not humiliate others. This is something, love for us when we're very, very young is brought up to us as a selfish thing. I love you. And when we say it, I love you, a lot of times it's for what we are getting from the relationship with our parents. We say we love our parents because they're providing for us and they're caring for us. We don't truly understand until much later in life what it is to love our parents. A lot of children in their adult, in their 20s, they realize how much their parents really did for them and what love, how selfless love really is. But by that time now, we're in romantic relationships and we have friendships. And maybe we have siblings and cousins and family members that we believe we love them because arbitrarily we have them in life. And then we make friends and we make romantic relationships and we call it love, but it's often based on what is provided for us. So when love has a selfish limit to it, we cut that love off. We cut these people off when mistakes happen. And so this kind of love, love that does not humiliate, is a different kind of thing. You know, when you're in a business partnership, when you're in a good friendship, when you're doing things together, when you get married, and you're raising kids together, it's hard. Sometimes you feel like you're combative with your partner. You feel like you're combative with your friends and your fellowship. And maybe you feel like you're in some kind of contest and someone is trying to get the upper hand and win. And it's easy to humiliate. I'm going to use a story that the scripture for today's devotional is 1 Kings chapter 19. Verses 1 through 4. So I'm going to read that scripture. 1 Kings 19, verse 1. Now Ahab told Jezebel everything Elijah had done and how he had killed all the prophets with the sword. So Jezebel sent a messenger to Elijah to say, "May the gods deal with me, be it ever so severely, if by this time tomorrow I do not make your life like that of one of them." Elijah was afraid and ran for his life. When he came to Beersheba in Judah, he left his servant there. while he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness. He came to a broom bush, sat down under it, and prayed that he might die. "I have had enough, Lord," he said. "Take my life. I am no better than my ancestors." Then he lay down under the bush and fell asleep. All at once, an angel touched him and said, "Get up and eat." Elijah was humiliated by Jezebel's threat. Jezebel wanted to horrify, get the upper hand, take revenge and have vengeance against Elijah for what he had done with her prophets back in 1 Kings 18. If you go back and read that, Elijah did away with all of the prophets of Baal. And this really angered Jezebel, and she wanted to have the upper hand in this situation. And her threat humiliated Elijah and ran him into hiding. And I liken this verse to how we interact with our family members. This Love Is devotional is based on getting Christians to understand that we are not here to humiliate each other, and we're not in a competition with each other. That love is not in competition with your brother, with your parents, with family members, with your good, good friends, Christians that attend your church, and definitely our spouses and children. Love is not something where we get the upper hand and we really show you and we really pull our vengeance. We were never called to vengeance and justice. Nowhere in your Bible in the New Testament does Jesus command us to bring justice to each other, to bring vengeance to each other, to make the wrong things right. We're never our commission. Making the wrong things right have always been Jesus's stance and Jesus's commission. So to practice these principles of love, really get down deep and do this, we have to allow Jesus to have justice and vengeance while we sit back in love. Love is not humiliating. It does not dishonor. There's a lot of talk, and we can all be guilty of taking the step to campaign and bring people on our side. But today, Christians, let's be careful not to dishonor each other, especially not dishonor our spouses. My wife and I, before we were married, we would talk about this often when we would have struggles. We have had arguments, disagreements. We don't always see things eye to eye. And it's tempting when I'm upset with my wife to call my mother, to call my brother, to call a friend and really put my wife down and say, "Hey, she doesn't see things this way. She doesn't understand this. She hasn't been through this." And what can happen over time with people who truly care for me, who truly love me, my brother, my mother, they truly love me and care for me, is they only hear my complaints about my spouse. If we don't back up these complaints with more often explaining why we love them so much, it can actually humiliate our spouses and dishonor them. If we spend lots of time complaining about our friends, about our church, about the leadership, if we spend a lot of time complaining about our parents, about our children, about our family, it's hard for people who love us and care for us to understand what we love about these people. Love does not dishonor. It protects. So what we would do on the flip side, we all have to vent, and everyone needs a safe place to go and vent. But if I can spend more of my time making sure that I explain to people what I love about my spouse, it can offset just the negative things. I do believe we need to be respectful of our spouses. This is an intimate relationship, and I know we get angry and we do need a place to vent. But find one or two safe people and always preface by saying, "I love this person. This person is the most important person to me. I love my brother very, very much. I love my mother very much. I love my children." And then vent. And then at the end of the vent, come back and say again, they are very, if you vent that your spouse is easily tempered or absent-minded, come back at the end and remember all of the things that your spouse has done that you used to champion. It is so funny. My wife and I were talking about this, is when men and women meet at the beginning, she can do no wrong and he has hung the moon. But somewhere in the relationship, all of the sudden, it flips and the complaining comes in, and you forget all of the things about him. You forget all of the things about her that used to make you go crazy. So my prayer today is that we remember why, how much we honor and value these friendships, how much we honor and value our family, and how much we honor and value our spouses. And I'm gonna say a quick prayer. Thank you for joining me for this. If you wanna watch the YouTube videos from Antioch Speaks, go to Antioch Speaks on YouTube. You can also see Antioch Speaks or listen to Antioch Speaks podcast without the video. If you're in your car driving, you're in traffic, go to anywhere you get your podcasts and Antioch Speaks is there. Hit play and you can listen to it. Thank you for joining me this morning. I'm gonna say a quick prayer. Father, help us this morning. Help us today to love the way your Bible teaches us to love, to not dishonor others. Father, Holy Spirit, work on our hearts and reveal to us areas that we may still struggle with this, where something might come out of our mouth that is dishonoring to our spouse, that is humiliating. Maybe we threaten or we hope for someone else to fail. Father, remove the Jezebel idea of vengeance, of trying to win, of competition with our family members and our Christian brothers and sisters and our spouses and friends, Lord. And impart in us your love, your honoring, respecting, do unto them as we want love. That when we are challenged, when we are offended, when we have issues, when we're brought to the end of our ropes in a lot of ways, that we are able to honor other people. That if we want to be successful in business, we pray for their business to be successful. That if we want to be successful in ministry, we pray for their ministries to be successful. Lord, help us to guard our mouths, our tongues, when speaking about people that are hard to deal with, attitudes and personalities that we don't necessarily agree with or vibe with or we don't fully understand. Help us to be honoring. Help us to not humiliate each other, to not be dishonoring to each other, Lord. Help us to honor, to love, to uplift and encourage. Help us to remember when venting about someone else to say something kind and what we love about them. Help us to think about what we love about these relationships and these friends. In Jesus' name, we trust you, we love you. Amen. Thank you so much for joining me today. I hope you guys have a wonderful, blessed day. And remember, love does not dishonor others.